Welcome to the Confident Couples Podcast, episode 51. As if you haven't heard enough about resolutions already, we're here to give you another one. This resolution is not only good for your health, it's good for your relationship. We're talking about travel and why you might want to add a getaway to your calendar this year. Let's get to it.
Tell me something you're resolving to do this year.
To give up resolutions.
Oh, you're resolving to give up resolutions.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't make for a very good January episode of this podcast.
Boom. Episode done.
Though if you ask me, I don't really have an answer either.
I haven't been properly trained in improv, so I'm not very good at this.
We're never very good at starting our episodes, but that's okay.
It was warm last week.
Stop! No weather. Don't ask me. I don't know.
What, you don't know what you're going to resolve to do in 2020?
No, that's why I asked you first.
Oh, well, that's what I was going to ask you back in return.
No, it wasn't those questions that you ask because you actually want them asked back to you and you don't care what the answer is.
Yeah, maybe. Probably.
A lot of people in relationship have that problem.
So it's early January and we're looking at, you know, we're halfway through our commitment to, what, the gym?
Gym is not
just a guy that you send money to every month anymore. He's actually a place you go and you work out.
But only for like what resolutions last for 4 weeks or something?
Oh, I think it's even less than that. It's something stupid. It's like 65 or 70% of gym revenue is done in the first, like in December and January every single year.
I love your fake statistics, but I think that one's
fake.
Probably
I learned
very
that
close.
From a former employee at a, what was it, 24-hour fitness.
Nice. Pretty much an expert. Well, resolutions. We don't have them, apparently, but we'd like to suggest that you, our listener, have a very certain resolution this year. So if you haven't figured one out, we're going to give you one. I hope you're ready. Honey, are you ready?
I'm ready. I'm waiting.
So our resolution that we'd like you to resolve to do this new year is to take a trip together as a couple. We have a few reasons for this. We're going to talk about them on this episode, but I wanted you to think about this in the beginning of the year because I think that this is a really good time to look forward, plan what you're doing this year, and work in a little something for yourself. Travel is one of our favorite things we do together, and I actually think it's one of the best things that we do for our relationship. So for anyone who's listening that doesn't travel as a couple for fun, I want to highly recommend one trip together at least this year for a few reasons.
In that, I think you want to do this because you get out of your everyday. You know, we get ourselves stuck in the same old, day in and day out, daily routine. Here in the north, it gets really cold, daily routine for December, January, February, March. Maybe a little sun breakout in April. So that is no fun either. And, you know, just to break out and to get to do something else, to learn a new skill, or to just sit on a beach and do nothing too, or sit anywhere you want to sit and do nothing too, is always a good thing as well.
I really think one of the reasons that relationships get stale is because we're just doing Groundhog Day. Same thing every single day. We wake up, we take care of morning activities and chores, we do work or whatever we do during the day, we make dinner, blah, blah, blah. We do the ritual. You know, that's great that we have that connection time every day, but it's still the same thing every day. And then we go to bed and then we do it all again. And I think that when we're in a committed relationship for years and for decades, it can get really boring if we're just doing Groundhog Day every single day and we don't have anything to look forward to and we don't have anything special to break it up. So planning a trip can be a really good way to break out of that every day, to give you something to look forward to, and to give you an opportunity so that you don't end up with roommate syndrome. Yes, where you're just living together in the same house and not really enjoying life together or doing anything exciting together. You're just kind of passing by each other as you do your everyday routine.
Well, you were great at the chores list, roommate syndrome this weekend.
I was the A-plus roommate this
you
weekend.
Were, yes.
Thank you.
Clean for and tidy.
Acknowledging that. Yes, you're amazing. I did a lot of dishes this weekend and did a lot of cleaning up. But that gets really boring if that's all you ever do. Yep. So that's one of the reasons I'm recommending a trip. Okay, the second reason I am recommending you resolve to travel this year is to keep your relationship's feeling of aliveness. This is something that I've been thinking about a lot since we first started listening to some podcasts by Esther Perel, who we've mentioned on this podcast before.
Boss lady.
She's super smart, very cool. She's a psychotherapist and does a lot of couples counseling and family therapy. And she has some very interesting ideas and observations from her own research on couples and on people. And one of the things she noticed in studying couples that have issues with infidelity is that a lot of times individuals who stray from their relationship say that they felt so alive for the first time in a long time by doing something different. So let me bring this back together, and I want to read a paragraph from an interview that she did that I thought was super interesting. So this is a quote from Esther Perel. She said, "Alive is what you experience when you break your own rules, when you trespass out of your own constraints, when you feel free, when you feel autonomous, when you feel like maybe for the first time in a long time, you are doing something that is just for you after you've been there for everybody else." I think we can all definitely understand that need, especially after a long time in Groundhog Day. You start to feel a little dead inside. What am I really here for? What am I working for? I think it's really important to proactively work in our relationships to find feelings of aliveness. And I think that that's something that keeps relationships strong, because you can be feeling alive together instead of feeling alive apart or seeking other ways to find that feeling of fulfillment and excitement. So I threw this in there as a reason to travel, because I think that new experiences, when you're in a new place and it's exciting, you're trying new food, you're doing new activities, that can bring a real feeling of aliveness to your relationship and help you to really recommit to each other and have fun together instead of apart. Agree, disagree?
I like it. And you can get an opportunity, you know, like we are, Mike, amateur foodies, probably would be like the best
Very
thing to
amateur.
Say. Like, not particularly,
I like eating.
Yeah, not like particularly like amazingly fancy, but we do like to try new things. So, like, your brother was texting me for places to go in Vegas, and it was like, this is fun to help him think about places he wants to take his lovely wife to while they're out in Las Vegas.
Losing wages and eating great food.
Yes. And to get out of that, and they do a really good job of getting out of their day-to-day on a regular basis. And I think they see the value of it too. And some of the meals they have planned will get them out of even normal meal stuff as well. So, like, in any kind of experience, you know, you can go learn a new skill. Some of the Airbnb #not sponsored experiences out there have been fun for us to go do as well.
Yes.
Where it's, you know, you can find some really cool stuff that is not an option like 10 years ago. I mean, talk about that we just flipped a decade, like, was not an option 10 years ago.
I mean, the Airbnb experience we did in Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Where an architecture professor led us on a half-day tour and educational experience about the architecture of Old San Juan.
What was his name? Professor Emmanuel?
I don't remember. Put me on the spot.
Yes.
He was so cool. And that was such a cool thing, and it was not that hard to figure out, coordinate. We just went on the Airbnb app, put in the date that we had free during our trip, and saw what was available as an experience, and we resolved to try something new. And that was super different, and I still remember it. I thought it was really neat, and that was something that we did together with a small group of people that we'd never met before.
think the other thing that's a good example of trying something new and breaking out of the day-to-day is going back and listening to one of our more popular episodes, which is Unplugged Weekend.
Oh,
and
yes.
Considering weaving in something like that and kind of a digital detox and Unplugged Weekend as well on a trip. That becomes a giant pain in the butt to try to navigate around a city. You know, heads up, it can be a pain in the butt to maneuver around with no phone, but has got a big payoff for you if you can do it.
Well, even if you don't do it very successfully, you still learn a lot. You get to get lost together. If you're me, you send your husband down the wrong street in the wrong direction while walking for like 10 minutes and then discover you need to be going the opposite way. So, you know, you can also work on your conflict resolution and your communication skills. So yeah, I think travel, finding that feeling of aliveness. The other thing that I thought of while you were talking about my brother planning his trip is the fact that in planning this trip for his wife, he's also showing her that he's willing to spend time thinking about what would she like to do? What food would she want to go eat? And it's really a feeling of love to plan a trip that you think your partner would enjoy and plan activities and think about them specifically. I'm currently reading, finally, the book, The Five Love Languages. And I think if someone's love language is quality time, planning a trip together can really fill up that love bucket that they have and make them feel really special that you've planned quality time together and really thought about their needs and preferences. So what a great way to show that you care is to spend some time planning a trip. All right, the last thing we wrote down is that the reason to resolve to travel is that you can share experiences and make memories together. So I don't think we make a lot of memories when we're just going through our day to day. We've got to kind of break out of the regular mold if we're creating an exciting life together. Got to go somewhere, try something new, do something a little crazy, and really make those memories together that give you connection points that you can look back on and remember together years later.
Well, shared memories define generations too. So if you pull it back from that, like they anchor, demographers anchor the September 11th experience to all the millennials, because that's something that we shared together, particularly as Americans. And then if you kind of take that and simplify it down to a relationship, like having and creating
positively.
Having and shared, well, another one would be, you know, not as different positive or different negative would be the financial crisis of 2008.
You brought that up when we were thinking about positive things.
I said it's not as bad.
Oh, okay.
Not as bad.
Great. Yeah.
Yep. So, you know, when you have those shared experiences in your relationship on a positive way, hopefully having fun traveling. Although if you want to learn some really fun challenges that we've had actually going through the act of traveling, we got another episode about that too, about how to travel better as a couple, not just to travel, but actually going through the act of traveling.
We'll link that in the show notes.
Yep. So those are things that you have shared experiences. When you have shared experiences, you have connections. When you have connections, you have
a stronger
more love for
relationship.
Each other, more stronger relationship, better communication. All these things happen and kind of organically.
As you are together for years and years and years, you may find that you sometimes feel like you run out of things to talk about. And I think
Tell
this
me
is
about it.
Especially true. Number one, if you have a podcast,
well,
where
it's
you
a great
stare
idea
at each other.
To take another couple on your honeymoon together.
Okay.
Because you will run out of stuff to talk about. Another episode
that's
to,
controversial
to come.
But yes, we totally ran out of things to talk about on our honeymoon. But that same thing happens in your marriage or committed relationship after you've been together for years. Like, okay, we're together. I don't know if I necessarily have anything to talk about. So you have to have a shared bank of memories that you can pull from. You and I will still talk about some of the crazy, stupid stuff we did while we were studying abroad. Just reminiscing and being shocked at the fact that we lived abroad without a cell phone for 4 months and we somehow made that
crazy.
Work. I mean, it boggles my mind now, but we can still have a conversation about how did we travel without a cell phone and Oh, yeah. You know, I did have to go to the computer lab and look up all our directions, paste them into a document, and print it out like 10 pages so we knew how to walk from the train station to the hotel. That kind of shared experience, those things that we do together, these are memories that we can draw upon when things get tough or we need to reconnect. And travel is such a good way to do that just by getting out of your normal.
So now you're bought in this whole concept of, okay, I want to travel. I'm going to resolve to travel with my partner. Now you've got to go through the process of planning what you want to do, how it wants to look like, all that stuff. And really, this can look like anything you want to. And I think that you can really take how you're feeling in the moment and what you want your trip to look like. Sometimes you might just need a break, which means you just want to go and relax, read a good book, not rush around, very little planning, very little activity. That's good. Sometimes you want to go someplace new and learn something or really immerse yourself into what's going on in that community or get to know it better or whatever. Doesn't matter. Either one works. Whatever one's going to make you two the most happiest is the one to do.
I think I want to point out too that you don't have to make it like super grand and far away. Mm-mm. I think it's just about experiencing something new together. So I would encourage you, if this is your resolution, we've convinced you, try somewhere new, somewhere you haven't been before. Maybe you've heard there's a great music scene in Nashville and you haven't been there. Maybe you watched, so I was at the dentist the other day watching the Cooking Channel and I watched this family go travel to Austin and they went to the coolest restaurants and went to a rodeo. And I was like, that looks amazing.
Imagine Jetta at a rodeo.
We wouldn't take Jetta to a rodeo. She would get eaten by something, I think.
Carry around in our backpack.
Jeez. Jetta's our dog, by the way, for anyone who's new to us. But any idea, anything that sounds interesting, go somewhere new. It doesn't have to be far. It could be a couple towns over, but a place you haven't been. And get creative about some type of activity you haven't done before. And really break out of your regular mold and do something new together. Even if your partner thinks it's dumb, just ask them for like half a day to try this new thing you're excited about and do it together. That's what we're talking about when we're saying travel somewhere as a couple. Do whatever excites you and whatever is within your reach. And no matter what it is, there will absolutely be benefit to doing it, looking forward to it, and getting away. So that's all we have for this week. We like to end every episode with a confident couples challenge, and this is something that you can do today to improve your relationship. And I'd like to challenge you to think about a place that your partner might really like to travel to. Think about this maybe in a little bit of a selfless way. What's something that they've said they've always wanted to try? Or have they mentioned, hey, someday I'd love to go to this place? Do a little research on their behalf on where you might go and where you might stay and what it might cost to do that. And see if you can work it into your plan for this upcoming year.
I love it. We should add like a chime to Confident Couples Challenge.
Like a chime? Like a gong?
Not like, maybe like a gong, but like a, we've been doing this for almost a year now. So you like a little new production quality of like,
ooh.
Confident Couples Challenge, gong. That is actually a good one. Do the gong.
That would, again, spice it up.
Maybe RJ can put that in.
RJ, we need a gong sound. We'll work on that for you guys, confident couplers, for the rest of this year. But for today, that's all we've got.
Thanks for listening, and cheers to confident couples.
Cheers. Thanks for listening to the Confident Couples Podcast. If we've helped your relationship in any way, we'd love to hear about it. That's what keeps us going and keeps us recording these episodes. Let us know by submitting an anonymous contact form at budandsarah.com or send an Instagram message to @budandsarah, or best of all, leave a positive review on your podcast app. We hope to hear from you and we'll talk to you soon.